It's National Hospice Week, and it's an absolute privilege to get to know the hospices that serve our region this week on Mid Morning Magic. Today, we're heading over to Welkom Goldfields Hospice, and Andre Overkerk is joining me, fundraiser, as well as Ivan Jacobs, member of the Hospice Board. Andre, Ivan, welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's really great to have you guys join me in studio, not only to understand why this is such an important week, but to understand what is so important about what services you offer. Perhaps we can start with you, Ivan. What do you do at Goldfields Hospice?
We have nursing sisters that go out and look after the needs of some of the patients that we have, the terminally ill patients, and we have people that are in desperate need of mental care, where they need positive enlightenment about where they're actually going. You don't always want to know that the people are going to be passing on later. So you got to try and keep them positive. And I think that's really the main focus of actually trying to keep people positive about why there is a reason to continue.
What a tremendous task, Ivan. It's a difficult time that we've all been in during the pandemic. And I think that some of us have faced a lot of the themes that you guys work with on a daily basis for the first time over the last 2 years. And absolute hats off and respect to you and your teams for doing this on a daily basis.
Yeah, people, there's also AIDS patients. We've got a couple of cancer patients. There's a combination of a lot of little terminally ill diseases that there are out there. They need that special care. They need to know that there is somebody looking after them.
Andre, so this is now also where your job gets really tricky, because not only do you need financial support to make sure that what you do at Goldfields Hospice can continue, but you also need people to take hands with you, am I right?
Oh yes, absolutely. We're very fortunate that we've also got people like Reverend Rowan Rennie that also works on our advisory board, and he provides a certain amount of pastoral care as well, which is wonderful. It, you know, it all goes hand in hand. Everything sort of joins up and we stand together as a team.
What is 20 is Plenty and how does that project work?
20 is Plenty is actually a new concept that we've just busy introducing right now. And it's something very exciting, because with people being faced with uncertainty as they are, a lot of them end up being bedbound, etc. And it's very difficult, and not everybody's provided well for their old age or in a situation like this. And they need a certain amount of support. So what we do is we put together a box with 20 items in it of essentials such as toothpaste, soap, washing powder, some sugar, some tea, and some food goodies and a little packet of bookies as well, nice biscuits, just to make it extra special for them. And there's 20 items in a box. So what we'd like to do, and a box works out to cost us about 460 rand per box. And we would love people to support us by supporting a box. And if you can't support a box, which times are tough, 20 bucks will go a long way. 20 rand will help. Anyway, so 20 is Plenty. And that is what we're pushing for.
Where is Goldfields Hospice located, Ivan?
At the back of Eddie East Hostel, which is the Welkom High School, which is in Montague Street, 58.
So easy to get a hold of you guys. We'll also make sure that we've got the contact details on ofm.co.za. Andre, at this premises, you also have something called the Butterfly Box. What's that?
Yes, we have a Butterfly Box, our little charity shop there, where we sell secondhand clothes and some new stuff and anything, brick and brack. So if you want to, come along. Come and get something. If you want to get an old shirt or something, you want to go and paint out your lounge and you don't want to have your best suit all messed up, come and get something there. We've got a bargain box of 5 rand items that you can wear once and it's not really going to hurt at all, and you can throw it away thereafter. Alternatively, you can get something decent. And we have got a variety. We've got some cups, saucers, old Kenwoods, you name it, it's there. You know, all the old things. And if you got something in your home, you're most welcome. Please drop it off. We will gladly accept it.
I'm Ivan Jacobson, Andre Overkerk, joining me today from Goldfields Hospice. It's National Hospice Week on OFM. This really is aimed at highlighting the important work that they do. And if you'd like to get involved or you've something to donate, please make contact with them and go find the details on the Mid Morning Magic blog.